It would be a cliche to say that old Alfred P. Sloan is rolling in his grave today, but I do know this much is true. If Sloan got a look at the latest auto sales figures, he would be very upset. Sloan was the guy responsible for building General Motors into the biggest and most powerful corporation in the world, which it was for a long, long time. But before he could get there, he first had to find a way to overtake Ford, which was once the industry leader. In fact, Ford completely dominated the field in the early years of the auto industry. That was thanks both to old Henry's Model T, the first car aimed at a truly mass-market audience, and Ford's cost-effective assembly line method of producing his cars. However, after successfully conducting his revolution, Ford, like many stubborn old revolutionaries in power, refused to change. Sloan, who reached the top of General Motors in the early 1920s, had a better idea. He realized consumer tastes were changing. A basic, cheap, and functional car was no longer enough. More affluent customers wanted power, prestige, and style. So, he came up with a concept he called a car for every purse and purpose. The idea was to have five distinct brands which did not compete with each other: Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac. Customers would move from brand to brand as they moved up what Sloan called the ladder of success. To make sure they kept buying new cars, Sloan also planned for frequent styling changes, so that anyone who kept their GM car too long would feel out of date. This was what came to be called planned obsolescence. Was this wasteful? Well, yes. Was it environmentally friendly? Not so much. But it made General Motors the most successful industrial corporation in history. Eventually, the GM system became ossified. The differences between the brands were blurred. Quality declined and foreign competition began eroding market share. Last year, as the world knows, GM filed for bankruptcy protection. Today they're out of receivership, but many of the brands that made GM famous are gone forever, including Pontiac and Oldsmobile, which died a few years ago. Then last month, Ford actually overtook GM in terms of total monthly sales. The margin was so close that if this had been Florida, they would do a recount. Ford outsold GM by less than 500 cars out of a combined 284,000 sold in February. But outsell them they did for the first time since the 1920s, except for a month or two over the years when GM was on strike and Ford was not. Now, General Motors is still ahead on total sales for the year and probably will sell more vehicles than Ford in 2010. But Global Insight, the independent industry analyst, predicts Ford will overtake General Motors within 2 years as GM sales shrink further with the loss of Saab, Hummer, and other brands. This doesn't mean things can't change once again. Ford has its own problems. It's saddled with huge debts GM got rid of by going through bankruptcy. But Ford seems to have better cars right now. And I can tell you that somewhere on some celestial plane, Mr. Sloan and Harley Earl don't like that one bit.